Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, Edward Dell, and Shane Hamblin here. And guys, I was fascinated by this headline, and that was that this week it was announced that there is an effort going on right now to create an independent military cyber command that is being moved forward by politicians, et cetera.
Another one?
Well, that's exactly it. That is exactly it.
There must be like six or seven of them.
There's a whole five at least that I have. Matter of fact, if you go to internetadvisor.net, I have all their logos lined up, and there's five of them that are there. But I wanted to try to see if we could sort this out. So there's two sources that I'm going to talk about for this. One of them is, I should just mention that Dan Lorman couldn't be with us on the show today, but I pre-recorded a conversation with him. Dan is somebody who's been involved in cybersecurity for the state of Michigan for a long time and is now a security mentor. But Dan and I talked, and we recorded that conversation. It's available on our homepage if you go to internetadvisor.net. But somebody who has even written novels about this whole concept of cyber war, et cetera, is none other than a friend of ours, Mr. Richard Steenen. And Richard, welcome to the Internet Advisor. Good to have you on the air with us.
Thank you, Foster. Good to be back. One correction, I haven't written any novels.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All my books are nonfiction.
Well, let's get your perspective, first of all, on this. What in the world are we doing creating a new cyber warfare command when we've already got, we were teasing about this, I think it's like five of them existing already, and I got their logos up on our homepage.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's an evolution, and it's fun to watch because anybody who's been in enterprise security has seen this happen. You know, if you're at a big bank, you know, first there's a director of, you know, desktop security who does antivirus, and then there are all sorts of network attacks, so you have to have all these firewalls, and pretty soon there's a director of network security, and by 1995, Citigroup was appointing CISOs, et cetera. And the military is going through these phases just lagged about 10 years. So Keith Alexander was, think of him as the director of network security in a branch of the military in 2007, 2008, when the famous agent that BTZ worm spread throughout the entire network and infected, you know, a lot of machines. It's very telling that they never really figured out what machines were infected. They just went ahead and re-imaged 3 million Windows desktops throughout the military.
Yeah.
And I estimate that, you know, cost at least $1 billion in man hours.
Wow.
And that was the so-called wake-up call that the Assistant Secretary of Defense, William Lynn, called it. They called it, they had a code name for it, Buckshot Yankee. And that was the impetus for elevating Keith Alexander to the head of the NSA and the head of this newly formed U.S. Cyber Command. So that was the history. But people have been arguing different things. You know, U.S. Cyber Command is a sub-unified command of STRATCOM, Strategic Command, the same guys who run our nuclear missile forces in Command.
Okay.
And but it's still under the four-star that leads the NSA. And people said, you know what, first of all, it should be a combatant command, just like, the Central Command and the Pacific Command and all the rest of those commands, because it's a new domain, as the military keeps calling it. But this is, I think, a step along that way. They said, you know, the NSA has become, you know, so focused on its mission of gathering signals intelligence. Also, by the way, kind of was born by Keith Alexander, at least according to our friend Michael Hayden. He was the genius behind Collect Everything.
Okay.
And he ended up, he's obviously focused on managing the cyber commands for the Army, Navy, Air Force. Marine Corps has their own cyber command.
Yes, and the Coast Guard has. I was surprised.
Coast Guard, yeah. And they all report up to him, ostensibly, but they're kind of independent. And he spends all, you know, now Michael Rogers is the head of, you know, took over for Alexander. And he certainly spends a lot of time on the lecture circuit. And besides that, he took the NSA, which used to be broken into two halves, the Signals Intelligence Directorate, SID.
Good grief.
And the Software Assurance Directorate, SAD, which was supposed to be kind of the yin and yang. They were supposed to help the country be protected against cyber attacks. And
I'm getting a headache from all these complications.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my. Wow.
So last year, they combined the two. They got rid of SAD. So okay. Now the NSA doesn't have a Software Assurance Directorate, and that's left a lot of holes in some of the great work they were doing on certification and product reviews and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe this move that AP announced, you know, was in the works.
It was on Tuesday, I think it was. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is a move to, you know, let's first break it away, put it, you know, back in the Pentagon kind of thing where it belongs, get it away from those spooks. And then we can start developing, you know, our warfighting capability.
Yeah.
Because they really do have to ultimately have teams of people who are capable of, one, defending, but two,
also taking
in a theater of battle doing the offensive.
But Richard Steen is our guest here. He's a longtime commentator, well-recognized internationally for his expertise in cybersecurity. I mean, aren't we already doing that? It's not like we're going to start doing that. I mean, we've been actively... At least the perspective that you've had in your works is that we've already had it. We're already at it. We're doing it already.
Yeah, we're certainly doing it. So this is just, you know, rearrange things. It's becoming more important.
Okay.
So they need to elevate it and get a better control over it. And a lot of the, you know, the super sleuthy stuff that they've done, like Stuxnet, came out of a division of the NSA. Called TAO, that Tailored Access Operations. And they're the ones who actually design implants and sneak them into stuff, you know,
Cisco routers that
are being shipped somewhere.
Yeah, that's pretty active penetration. Okay.
Yeah, very active penetration.
Now that comes to, that brings up a question. You know, as I started unraveling this thing, I looked at these, you know, five symbols that I have on our homepage, internetadvisor.net, you know, of these different cyber, you know, for everything from the Coast Guard to the Navy to the Air Force, the Marines have got their own. You know, it would seem to be a tremendous amount of duplication of effort. And when you do that, aren't you risking diluting your ability to make a real coordinated, you know, impact?
I agree with that completely. But, you know, this is the military. They've got hundreds of years of experience of dealing with change. And so, you know, they didn't, when the machine gun was first deployed, you know, they had specialty batteries of machine guns go around, and they discovered over time that they had to embed the machine gun operators into the regular battalions, and that, you know, we developed all that during World War II.
And
I think they've taken that same approach.
Okay.
They said, oh my gosh, we all need cyber, and a bunch of people wanted to jump on the latest thing because there was money being spent on it, and we got this dispersal. But I think it should be pulled back and have a little more centralization.
Now, what is your read on this moving from Mike Rogers' hands to, hang on a second, the particular piece of note that I have here, Lieutenant General William Mayville is the person that they're recommending for this job. He's had a lot of combat experience in Iraq and Afghanistan. How do you read that?
I'm very interested in for two reasons. One is it's a lieutenant general, so it's not, you know, at the elevation of a four-star, so it'll be a little bit more in, you know, they'll be able to put somebody above them, right, who can direct them and oversee them more easily.
Okay.
And if he's got combat experience in Iraq and Afghanistan, he was right in the middle of what the author, what was his first name, but his last name, Shane, who wrote about a different kind of definition of cyber war, and it was the Iraqi insurgent forces that they deployed.
Oh, ISS, and, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they made a significant effort of controlling the cell phone towers, intercepting conversations. You know, they could you know, shut off signals to IEDs or set them off before they were placed. They did tremendous things. And if you think about it, they're using cell phones and intelligence gathered from them to conduct a counterinsurgency war. So that's, you know, really where, you know, their boots on the ground. And I think having somebody like Lieutenant General Mayville in there would focus the Army's efforts on that kind of thing.
Richard, we've run out of time, but never enough space to come talk about this conversation with you. Thank you so much for being with us just to kind of open this back up. We're going to have you back on to talk about this as it develops and gets more concrete. Richard's written a book called There Will Be Cyber War, and this certainly looks like a step to concretize the forces that will be behind that right now. Thank you, Richard, for being with us here.